Hello there. Welcome to the Expressive Mom Show. Miriam Slosberg here, and it's always so wonderful to have you along. And you know, there's something very important I want to talk about during this podcast, and it is about gratitude. Now, the thing is that stressed out parents always focus on what is wrong. You know, they focus on what went wrong during the day. It's extremely important to focus on what is right and to start appreciating the little things in life, because it actually can lift your mood and it can relieve some stress. So today, my guest, her name is Kim Weiss. She has been a book publicist, writer, and author mentor for more than 20 years, and she has been an avid art lover for even longer. As an adult, she began documenting the awe and beauty of nature from her 14th floor apartment building terrace. The result, Sunrise Sunset, 52 Weeks of Awe and Gratitude. It's a compact gem of a gift book that brims with glorious color photographs of different suns on different days, captured from the very same vintage point on the very same terrace. Each image reveals another hue, shape, and shadow story. Whatever unfolds each day is revealed in the uniqueness of the ever-changing landscape. Birds, insects, reptiles, trees, sandy shores all thrive under the sun, documented in this moving book. So, you know what? This is a wonderful, wonderful book to look at, especially if you are having a really, really rough day. It actually can help you realize, wow, you know what? The little things are beautiful. So I would be very delighted to announce that I've got Kim Weiss on the other line, and I'd like to welcome Kim. Hello, Kim.
Hello, Miriam. Thank you for having me.
Oh, well, thank you so much for being here. So if you don't mind, I'm going to ask you a few questions about your book. And I firstly, before I get into that, I have to say that I got a copy of your book, and it's absolutely beautiful. So tell me, what was your motivation for putting this book together?
Well, thank you, first of all. My motivation for putting this book together, things like just kept happening like serendipitously. Mm-hmm. I had been taking photographs kind of casually on my terrace most mornings, most evenings, when I could be there in the evenings, mm-hmm. of the amazing view that I got to see every day. I mean, from the moment I moved into this high-rise apartment overlooking the ocean, I just never could get over it, and I still can't get over it. I'm still there. So I took pictures. Mm-hmm. I first started emailing them to my family and my friends. They mm-hmm. love them. I didn't think much of that. And then I started posting them on social, on my Facebook page, and mm-hmm. people started captioning, oh, this is so beautiful. Oh, this is like a meditation for me every morning. Mm-hmm. I wish you would put them in a book. And I'm in the book business, so it's kind of ironic. Mm-hmm. And then who's now my fiancé, then boyfriend, started posting little poems under them. Mm-hmm. And I mm-hmm. thought, oh, my God, how lucky am I, first of all. Mm. I knocked me over with a feather. And I I thought, oh, maybe we can have a little boyfriend-girlfriend book, and I can have these pretty pictures with his poems under it. He wasn't so thrilled with that.
Okay.
He would have been okay with it, but that's not really what that was just a special thing to do. So
okay.
Then marketing people and friends just reminded me of the obvious, that I'm in the book business and I have all of these amazing thought leaders, authors, artists at my disposal who were people that I've worked with, many who have become friends. I asked them if they would like to do an accompanying inspirational passage, and I got a resounding yes from like 99% of them. So that's the genesis of the book.
That's great. I mean, I think it was quite powerful, personally. So you were the photographer, or are some of these submitted?
No, all the photographs are mine.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay,
the inspirational passages come from other people.
Oh, wow. Wow. That's actually very nice, because I have to say, it really, really, I thought it was pretty powerful. A lot of it was quite powerful.
Well, what's nice about it is that the people that submitted passages to me, I didn't just mm-hmm. go digging online for them. Like, it's easy to get inspirational passages. They actually wrote them for the book. So that makes it extra personal and extra special.
Wow, that's really nice. So, and I'm going to ask you, what do you hope that readers would get from the book?
Well, that's very simple to answer, because when I subtitled it 52 Weeks of Awe and Gratitude, mm-hmm. that's what I want to convey, because
right.
The feeling that I get when I take the picture is what I want to convey. I want you, the reader, the observer, whatever, the admirer, to feel something like what I felt, because what I felt was so powerful and beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really the goal.
That's
that simple.
Yeah, no, and that is simple, and this is why I wanted you to be on the show, because, you know, the fact of the matter is that parenting is a very, very tough job, and it's
yeah.
very easy to get lost in the negative aspects of it, especially for parents that are raising kids with special needs. It's really, really stressful. It's a stressful job, and you know what? The fact of the matter is a lot of them don't have the respite that they really would like to have. You know, there's no one around to watch the kids, and they're stuck all the time. They're stuck. But the thing is, they have to create their own respite. And if that just means taking 10 minutes a day just to do whatever for themselves, I think this is a really great way to do it. I mean, this is a great thing to do, is to look at the kind of book that you have or take pictures, even if they're not living in a scenic area like you are. There's always something to appreciate, you know. There's
absolutely.
There's always something, even if it's a rainy day, you know. You can find something. You can find whatever. And I do think that pictures really do, you know, it really is a great distraction. Looking at beautiful pictures, it's a great distraction.
Well, beauty is a powerful healer and, you know, a powerful
mm-hmm.
Elixir. And, you know, something that I do that is a kind of a byproduct of this book, which I didn't see coming, is I started a Facebook page, a Facebook page with my photographs. And what's come of it now is I have over 10,000 people that post with me. So,
oh, that's great.
So, and of varying, abilities. Some are better than I am. Some are very,
mm-hmm.
very amateurish. And it gives us a community, gives us a place for those people, like the moms you're talking about. If they did take photographs, they could actually post them on my Facebook page and feel like they're part of something. So they would have
mm-hmm.
that double, you know, they would have the community feeling besides the actual therapeutic feeling of taking the picture. And this is also,
mm-hmm.
you know, you have, so I always invite people to go look at my, the Kim Weiss Sunrise Sunset Facebook page. It's easy to find. And everybody's invited to, you know, the more the merrier. And I have people all over the world posting on there. And to me, it's one of the best parts of this book, I mean, is that happened. But as far as relaxing and de-stressing, this is a great bedside table book, which, you know, that's the place where we get our privacy. But also, I think it's a great bathroom book.
Yes. Yes. And, you know, and it's interesting. I'm seeing that Instagram, for instance, is becoming more and more popular.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have two Instagram accounts. I have my own personal one, which I've had for a few years,
mm-hmm.
Which is, you know, the follower base is growing every day. And I post a lot of, you know, very nice pictures of flowers and of desserts. You know, I just go to the supermarket.
Right.
If I were to eat every picture I took of, like the cakes and desserts, I'd be anyway. No, the thing is, they're beautiful pictures, and that's why I get a lot of new followers every day. I mean, you know, there are some that leave because maybe they get a little bored, you know,
mm-hmm.
since they're not, you know, they're not looking for what I'm putting out, but a lot of
sure.
them do appreciate it. And my other expressive mom account is quite new, so I still have a lot of work to do with that.
Yeah.
But my main account, you know, and I do like Instagram. It's the same kind of thing, because the pictures can be very relaxing, especially if I've had a rough day, you know.
Sure.
It's always
sure.
so nice to look at. It's a really nice distressor.
Well, I'm also on Instagram, too. I have Kim Sunrise Sunset is my Instagram handle, And what I do on that, which I also do on my Facebook page, is besides posting my photographs, I have inspirational, like, you know, or other than from my book, inspirational passages on my photographs that I post twice a day. And those get posted on Instagram and Facebook. I think, you know, I do have Pinterest also, but Instagram is a wonderful, wonderful medium for this.
Yes. So yeah, we can follow, absolutely.
We can follow each other. Absolutely.
Yes, yes. I'm going to follow you on both of my accounts. So, yeah.
Good,
yes.
good.
yeah, no, absolutely. So, yeah, we'll get to the, you know, handles after when we're done. But, you know, I have to say that looking at pictures is, I'd say, the best drug of choice, you know, for relaxation.
Yeah.
It really is.
Absolutely.
Because it really does take your mind off of whatever stress you had, you know, whatever. It really does. You know, I mean, sure, it's not going to take away the stress that you're dealing with, but it does help. Like, it does lessen the angst that you feel, and I do.
Yeah, well, we all need time. We all need reflection time. We all need time to decompress. We need time to, I think, to fill up our cup. You know, I think that, I think I'm a very, very big admirer of beauty, and you know, when we say that I love the arts, I love all the arts. You know, I happen to be a musician first, which is really funny that I ended up doing some visual art project because my sister is a visual artist. Like, she teaches art at a school. So I think she probably scratches her head going, how come she got the book? But, you know, I was lucky to be raised in a family where I was exposed to performing arts and visual arts, everything. So, you know, beauty is a very big ingredient in my life on all levels, and I think it really, it's underrated and, you know, not talked about much, and I think that it really, really helps us more than we know.
Absolutely, and that's, you know, and I also want to bring up gratitude again, as I had just been talking about when the podcast started. You know, the thing is, sometimes it's very hard to find things that you're grateful for, especially if you're really, really, really stressed out. You know, be grateful for the food on the table that you got. I mean, these are all the things. But you know what? Be grateful for the beauty around you, because that, again, that really can help your spirit.
Yeah, nature is an amazing artist. You know,
it sure is. It sure is. Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Now, if you don't mind, can you share us your Facebook page and Instagram page once again?
Absolutely. The Facebook page is Kim Weiss Sunrise Sunset 52 Weeks of Awe and Gratitude. And that'll just, you know, it'll just pop up if you're at Kim Weiss 52 Weeks Sunrise Sunset. I also have Instagram handle Kim Sunrise Sunset.
Okay, that's great.
Those,
you know, and I will
ones.
Post that. I'll post that on the blog post when I get that up.
Do you want me to read anything from the book?
Absolutely, please. That'd
okay,
be great.
Because what we didn't mention are the people in the book that a lot of people will recognize, like Jack Canfield from The Chicken Soup for the Soul days, and Candace Bushnell from Sex and the City, of all places, John Bradshaw, Don Miguel Ruiz Jr., Ariel Ford. A lot of people will know, recognize these names. So my favorite I put first, so it's pretty obvious that it would be my favorite. And it's by M.J. Rose, who's a novelist, a very prolific novelist. This has a lot to do with the whole art element. She writes, "When I was a little girl, my mother and I would play a game. Watching a sunrise or sunset, we'd decide which famous painter had painted the sky that day. Sometimes it was Monet or Van Gogh or Fragonard or Magritte. Sometimes it was Jackson Pollock or Picasso. But always, it was a masterpiece that deserved attention and appreciation. To this day, I play the game and am forever grateful to her for finding such an inspired way to teach a child about beauty and art. Try it, and the next time you see a glorious sky, there's a painter up there who you'll make smile when you guess right."
Wow. Wow.
I love that one.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
That's absolutely beautiful.
And some are more meditative. Some are, you know, more adventurous. They really are very varied. So the words on the pages are equal or better to what you're going to see in the pictures, I think.
And that really helps, you know. That really does add, that adds spice to the picture.
Right, right. And it's such a little book, and it's inexpensive. It fits in your purse. You can take it with you. You know, it's really, really, I'm very happy with it. I'm very proud of it. And we also have proceeds of the book go to Aid to Victims of Domestic Abuse, an organization down here in South Florida. So we're also giving back, which is the tradition of the publisher I work for.
Oh, that's really good.
Yeah,
that's
so
really good.
Kind of covers everything.
That's great. That's fantastic. So how can people buy your book, Kim?
People can buy my book wherever books are sold, which means at their bookstores, and if they don't have it, it's in their system. You can order it, or you can go to Amazon.com, or you can go to BarnesandNoble.com, or Books A Million, or on IndieBound, so that can tell you, you know, you can get it from your local independent store. It's available everywhere.
That's great.
That's great.
Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to have a blog post on the Expressive Mom site, and we're going to do a recap of this, and I'm going to put the link of your site as well as your Facebook and Instagram page.
Oh, thank
where
you.
People can. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So this way we'll get you out there, because this is very important.
Thank you.
Yeah. This is absolutely important. Okay, well, Kim, thank you so much. This was a really, really fascinating show because, I mean, you know, I think we've given some people a different way of looking at things and something else to do in order for their, you know, to lift their moods up.
Sure,
you know?
And everybody's got an iPhone or some kind of phone, and everybody's taking pictures, so now you can give more meaning to them.
Yeah, absolutely. So you've definitely found a really nice and creative way to do it.
Yes, I feel very blessed.
And therapeutic.
Therapeutic, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, you have yourself a fantastic rest of the day, and everyone else, talk to you soon and talk to you next week. Bye for now.
Thank you. Bye-bye.